Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, June 12, 1950, Fancy Molasses Order. On this day, June 12, 1950, a very important order to promote manufacturing in Barbados came into effect. The Exports and Imports Fancy Molasses Restriction Order. With Barbados seeking to establish a viable byproduct industry outside of sugar, the order banned the bulk exportation of fancy molasses from the island. Further to the order, a committee was established to inquire into all aspects of the fancy molasses industry of Barbados, with particular reference to production, price, marketing, and method of export, and to make recommendations as may be considered necessary to ensure the maintenance and development of the industry. The members of this committee were Sir John Saint, agricultural chemist and director of agriculture, John Delisle Chandler, sugar planter and president of the Legislative Council, and Grantley Adams, senior member for St. Joseph and member of the Executive Committee. In the late 1940s, Barbados had been producing syrup or fancy molasses from 12 sugar factories, but much of this was exported in bulk to Canada. The island also exported three other grades of molasses: choice molasses, vacuum pan molasses, and bottoms molasses. However, earnings from fancy molasses in 1949 reached £612,939,000 from 4.1 million gallons of fancy molasses. Sugar was still king, earning £3.3 million, and rum earned £255,000 in the same year. To maximize earnings from fancy molasses, the Barbados Canning Company Limited was established at Waterford, St. Michael in 1948 to pack fancy molasses in sealed cans for shipment to Canada and the United Kingdom. At full production, the plant employed 36 persons. Thus, to stimulate this manufacturing and obtain a better price for the product, the government moved to prohibit bulk exports of fancy molasses. The success of this plant, however, depended on the operations of the syrup factories, which had declined to 5 by the early 1960s. Today, some 71 years after the passage of this order, rum has taken the place of sugar. Barbados is an importer of molasses, and sugar is no longer exported in bulk.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.